It is President's Day right here on The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, Hannah Stanley in for Anna today. Anna returns tomorrow to this very radio station at this very radio time.
Same bat time.
Now, you do know that one of the presidents, of course, was Warren G. Harding. He was a president in the early 1920s. Not a particularly successful president, not a particularly impactful president, not a particularly important president. As a matter of fact, the list of most important presidents came out today, and for President's Day, of course. And Barack Obama shows up as 13 on the list.
As the most influential?
As the most important president.
All right.
Was it Abraham Lincoln or George Washington? I saw the list earlier today. I can never remember. That's like
George.
One and two. They're always ranked one and two.
Dominant presidents.
Like Chicago,
dominant.
LA, or like New York, LA.
Right. Like in the top five, you have your Washington, your Lincoln, in no particular order.
Jefferson,
Reagan ends up in there.
Then Donald Trump.
Is that because of Reaganomics?
Trump is number one. And number one.
Best ratings.
Biggest ever. So we thought we would hear a little bit from Warren G. Harding today, because Warren G. Harding, as you well know, Warren G. Harding is a guy that, he liked the ladies.
What was he ranked? Do we know? Did he get ranked?
Can you look that up for us? I think I'm going to guess he was
41st.
Yeah, was it 40? What do you got? What are we at now? We're at 45. I'm going to go 43rd.
William Henry Harrison, of course, the shortest.
He would be 45th.
Right.
Ranking. Yeah.
Or something is fixed.
It's all
Harding rigged. Was 44th. Oh, God. Don't tell him when he gets here.
Okay.
Because that could be particularly bad. But Warren G. Harding. Now, again, we go back. We always have to explain this. Warren G. Harding was most famous for being eventually caught up in a sex scandal. He had a woman who was his girlfriend, who he was with, like, come over to the White House, and they would do things, like in the White House while his wife was upstairs or downstairs or sideways, or they'd go on trips.
Quilting?
Yeah, something like that. Don't you want to go quilting? And then all of a sudden, you know, this woman come over, and she eventually had a child that she claimed was Warren G. Harding's child. And for years, decades, in fact, the kid was being... And, you know, they said that, no, the kid is not. So that child went on to have other children. And those children ended up suing to get a sample of Warren G. Harding's DNA to prove. And it turned out that kid was really Warren G. Harding's love child.
It's kind of Jeffersonian.
Yeah, exactly. Except with a far less important guy.
Yes.
What kind of DNA remains? When they're... gone.
Oh, did they
exhumed him for that.
Classic exhume.
Classic exhuming a dead president, find out if he had a love child.
Seen it 100 times.
Prove it.
Yeah. I mean, you could take any tissue sample and you get the DNA from that. Mind out of the gutter, would you?
Well, that was a time where they would have kept locks of hair and things like that.
Yeah. So, there was something like that. They were able to get it. Don't ask questions we don't know the answers to around here. All we know is that Warren G. Harding was a great lover.
Oh, boy.
I love you more than all the world and have no hope of reward on earth or hereafter. So precious is that in your dear arms, in your thrilling lips, in your matchless breasts, in your incomparable embrace. I love your poise of perfect thighs when they hold me in paradise.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
I don't know why Violetta was in my dream, but...
the elegance.
Thank you. I love the rose your garden grows, love seashell pink that over it glows. I love to suck your breath away.
Didn't know where that was going.
I love to cling, there long to stay. I love you garbed, but naked more. Love your booty.
Your booty?
There it is.
I believe it was beauty to thus adore. I love you when you open eyes and mouth and arms and cradling thighs. If I had you today, I'd kiss and fondle you into my arms and hold you there until you said, Warren, oh Warren, and a benediction of blissful joy.
Wow.
I rather like that encore discovered in Montreal. Did you?
Something I want to ask here about this before we keep the music up. If the guy's name is Warren, does she really want to scream, oh, Warren? Come up with something else, right? Don't you come up with something else at that point?
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they would have called him WG.
Or how about Mr. President? That would have been okay, too. Although this might have been happening before he was president. This started. These love letters, I think, actually predated his presidency. But then she got in the White House and they got a little, you know, something going on. Here's a
I'm shaking my head disapproving.
Wait, there is more. There is more.
I stopped play to ham sandwiches and crack a bottle of wine so I could dwell with my thoughts. You can guess where they centered. On the New Year's beginning, a year before, when the bell rang the chorus while our hearts sang the rapture without words, and we greeted the New Year from the hallowed heights of heaven.
Wow.
When I got home, I was too tired to sleep, but I rested. And you were summoned. And you came. A vision vividly plain. A goddess in human form. A perfect form, clad only in flowing hair. And you were joyously received. And Jerry came and insisted on staying while he retrospected in the happiness of a Sunday in Richmond.
Who's Jerry again?
Just Tool.
Oh, okay.
A Tool?
In some ways.
Please.
Didn't go to church today.
No! No!
I hope Jerry didn't show up there.
I think Jerry has to go with him wherever he goes.
It cost too much last Sunday, so I got up and had a luxurious bath and donned my bathrobe, in which to breakfast. 3 weeks ago, the robe touched and covered your beautiful form, and that made it hallowed to me, and I wanted contact with it to make me seem nearer to you. And I wanted to sit before the fire afterward in freedom of dress, and dream of you, and of loving you, intimately. I like to dream in loose flowing garb, because I can dream more intently. And I did. To alarming release.
Oh. Excuse me?
Oh, God.
Say what?
I called your name aloud thrice.
That's a lot.
That's one more than twice.
Yeah.
Begging you to come, and voice upstairs responded, wanted to know what I wanted.
Oh, my God.
I was alarmed and sobered.
Yeah, by your wife. What was that, Warren?
What?
Were you talking to
nothing,
me?
Nothing. Nothing, honey.
Would you stop saying by the fire, ungarbed?
It's just Jake from State Farm.
He's wearing her bathrobe.
These are Warren G. Harding's love letters. Okay. If you're just joining us, to his... This is President's Day, so we might as well do it.
In honor of
President's Day. Yes, in honor of President's Day. The 44th...
We should dishonor our president.
Out of 45 presidents. The 44th most impactful president in American history.
His power ranking.
Yes, power ranking 44. He's like the Bears of presidents.
Yet he keeps coming back here and reading...
He'd get the second draft choice for vice presidents right now, if he could.
But would he trade for Garoppolo? That's what I want to know.
Honestly, I hurt with insatiate longing. Until I feel that there will never be any relief until I take a long, deep, wild draft on your lips and then bury my face on your pillowing breasts Oh, Carrie, I want the solace you can only give. It is awful to hunger so and be so wholly denied. Wouldn't you like to hear me ask if we only dared and answered, we dare? While souls rejoicing sang the sweetest of choruses in the music room.
Oh, hell, there's people in the room next door?
I believe
that's going to be bad.
I believe it's a choir.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't you like to get sopping wet out on Superior?
That's a lake, by the way, just in case.
I thought they meant on the street here.
Not the lake. For the joy of fevered fondling and melting kisses, wouldn't you like to make the suspected occupant of the next room jealous of the joys we could only know?
You know what's funny? There's people out on Michigan now wondering what is going on.
There indeed, and I invite them in.
Fevered fondle.
Oh, Carrie mine, you can see I have yielded and written myself into wild desire. I could beg, and Jerry came and will not go.
No, I hate when Jerry shows up.
He says he loves you.
Good catch.
That you are the only love worthwhile in all of this world. And I must tell you so. And a score of more.
That's not the proper use of score here, by the way, I don't think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And other fond things that he suggests. But I spare you. You must not be annoyed. He is so utterly devoted that he only exists to give you all. I fear you would find a fierce enthusiast today.
Oh, God.
Wait, is Jerry her boyfriend?
Oh. Jerry is his, literally, he's talking about himself there.
Oh,
his own,
Jerry.
Yeah, his own.
Transmission.
Jerry. Yeah, his own mm-hmm. member.
Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Great.
There's an entire thing
I'm
about
glad
Jerry
we
here.
I clarified Jerry.
Let's see. Now that I've said that, I don't know if I can read this, but we're going to go anyway. This is the love letter from Warren G. Harding on President's Day to his girlfriend.
Jerry, you recall Jerry, whose cards I once sent you to Europe.
Wait, was he taking pictures of himself? And like, did they do that back then? This is before phone sex. This is like phone sex, except it's in letters.
And everything's delayed. Like a text is immediate. This is all like...
And at this point, don't they have to sit there for quite a while for the photograph to actually be taken? How is this? Is he just...
Does he get a guy to do that?
Is it artist rendering? I don't know.
I'd be so afraid if he had Snapchat.
Or...
Imagine the damage.
Maybe he's just sketching Jerry.
That's what I think it's, yeah.
That's even worse. No one wants to open up mail like that. Barely want to open up
Carrie does. He was strongly interested and elated and clung to discussion. He told me to say that you are the best and darlingness in the world. And if you could have but one wish, it would be to be held in your darling embrace and thrilled by your... I can't say this now because I've already identified what it is. To convey the surpassing rapture of human touch and the unspeakable joy of love's surpassing embrace, I cordially agree with all he said. He definitely has a mind of his own. I'm adding that right there. Perhaps it is not important. Maybe it is not even interesting, but he is devotedly exclusive to you.
Yeah, I doubt that.
So he's having conversations with Jerry, huh?
No, he's having conversations as Jerry. Now, I thought, what would it be like if Warren G. Harding read Donald Trump's speech from Saturday?
Another work of art.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I didn't know that Melania was going to be saying the Lord's Prayer, but I thought it was beautiful. You know, Florida is my second home, the state that I truly love. I'm here because I want to be among friends and among the people. It's a great movement. And I want to be here with you, always with you. I promise you that. I want to be in a room filled with hard-working American patriots who love their country and salute their flag and pray for a better future. Within a few days of taking the oath,
I have taken steps to begin construction of the Keystone Pipeline. And very importantly, as I was about to sign it, I said,
"Hi, Jerry."
No, it's better than that.
Yeah.
I said, "Who makes the pipe?"
Who makes the pipe?
Who makes the pipe? Who?
China.
Who makes the pipe? Something this audience understands very well, right? Simple question. I said, "Who makes the pipe?" They said, "Sir, this pipe can be made anywhere." I said, "Not anymore." I put a little clause in the bottom.
I bet he did.
"This pipe has to be made in the United States of America if we're going to have a pipeline. We believe in two simple rules. I can tell you everybody in this massive, and this is massive, this hangar. For the big planes, the very big planes. And by the way, do you think that that one media group back there, one network will show this crowd, show this massive crowd? Not one. You know, coming in on this plane, and this plane represents so much." Once again, repeating, the pipe was made in America. Violetta Powder Max got the WGN traffic trouble spots.